We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
There's good news.
These are dangerous times.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser? He's a loser, but he still keeps on trying.
Former President Trump has announced that he plans to make a, quote, very big announcement. That's right. He's very excited to announce that the 2024 election has already been stolen from him. It's very unfair what the future holds. Yep, former President Trump is reportedly set to announce his third run for president.
Oh, I'm such a loser.
Going into these midterms, Republicans were very confident. They predicted a red wave that would hand them control of both the House and Senate and deliver a strong repudiation of Joe Biden's presidency. Some even went further in predicting a red wave and said it would be much bigger than that.
Look, I think we're going to see a wave election. I think it's going to be a tsunami.
Not just a wave, but a red tsunami.
We're not just going to see a red wave. We're going to see a red tsunami.
We're not just going to see a red wave. We're going to see a tsunami.
It won't just be a red wave. It'll be a red tsunami. In fact, it'll be a red monsoon combined with a red hurricane and a red cyclone that hovers over the Pacific Ocean, sucking red sharks out of the water and dumping them all over America in what can only be described as a red sharknado. Although I will say, Ted Cruz does have the facial hair of a guy who's been stranded on a desert island after getting caught in a tsunami. He looks like he's starring in a direct-to-video remake of Castaway, except in Cruz's version, Wilson kills himself after a week. I didn't need you, Wilson. I gotta say, it never gets old watching Ted Cruz get absolutely humiliated. The only person who loves it more than I do might be, I don't know, Ted Cruz. It's clearly his calling in life, and he's so good at it. Donald Trump spent his entire presidency trying to get Congress to pay for his stupid wall. They could have raised that money in one day if they just made Ted Cruz sit in a dunk tank, you know? How much they could have brought, there would have been enough money left over for a second, smaller wall to make sure nobody with the first wall. Anyway, while Cruz was confidently predicting a red tsunami, his Senate counterpart, Florida Senator Rick Scott, who was in charge of taking back the Senate for Republicans, was getting even more specific, claiming Republicans could end up with as many as 55 seats after all was said and done, and even named specific states where he thought Republicans could upset Democrats.
There's every reason to believe that we're going to pick up, you know, at least one, but I think we can pick up 4 or 5 seats this year. If you're a Republican, you want to be a U.S. senator, and you want to try to change the direction of the country, this is the year you want to run. Herschel Walker's already beaten Warnock in Georgia in the polls. Adam Laxalt's already ahead of Cortez Masto by 4 points in Nevada. We will beat Kelly in Arizona. I think we'll win New Hampshire.
Am I crazy to think that the Republicans could win a Senate seat in Vermont in 2022?
You're not crazy.
You know, if you really want to know whether or not you're crazy, maybe don't ask Rick Scott. If you ask me, all of you Earth people are crazy. Also, just in general, when you start a sentence with, am I crazy on Fox News, the answer is almost always yes. It would make a great title for most of their shows. None of those predictions came true. Republicans lost all of those races, except for Georgia, where the race will head to a runoff after Herschel Walker finished second behind Raphael Warnock. And now Republicans have also lost the race for control of the Senate after news organizations projected Democratic wins in the key states of Arizona and then Nevada.
Fox News alert, the Democrats will maintain control of the Senate. The Fox News Decision Desk has called Nevada's Nell Biden Senate race in favor of incumbent Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto over Republican challenger Adam Laxalt. That gives the Democrats the 50 seats they need to retain the majority control.
What? But the space lizard and his Sasquatch friend told me there would be a red tsunami. But man, for the news to come from Fox of all places, they're the ones who told us there'd be a red wave in the first place. This is like your weatherman telling you it's gonna rain all weekend, and then after you cancel all your plans, tells you it's actually 75 and sunny, so fold up those umbrellas.
You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows.
Turns out that red wave was actually a blue splash. Just as the maxi pad commercials foretold. Control of the Senate means the Democrats will be able to approve judges, block legislation from the potential GOP House, and most crucially, pick the theme of the Senate homecoming dance. Bernie's pushing for enchantment under the soup. The Democrats' victory in Nevada means the Georgia runoff will no longer determine control of the Senate, so Georgians will have to come up with a new reason to vote for Herschel Walker. For many of them, it'll be, he's my dad. What are you gonna do? Now that the Republicans failed to take back the Senate, they're rolling up their sleeves and coming together to pick a scapegoat and hurl them down an elevator shaft. Right now, knives are out for Senate Minority Leader and clinically depressed pudding, Mitch McConnell, and Florida Senator and newly discovered cavefish, Rick Scott. Republican candidates are mad at McConnell for not telling the voters what the GOP would do if they got control of the Senate. And they're even madder at Rick Scott for telling voters what they would do if they got control of the Senate. Specifically, Scott talked about cutting Social Security and Medicare, which resulted in scaring older voters. And Rick Scott's not supposed to be scaring older voters. Supposed to be scaring Harry Potter and his meddling friends.
Nobody gonna go over me. Me.
Most shocking of all, some of the GOP blame is going to the person who actually deserves it, former President Cheatloaf. According to one Republican strategist, they lost because of the ex-president's hand-picked conspiracy candidates saying, the MyPillowization of the GOP has been a disaster. To which Mike Lindell responded, use promo code GOPDisaster for 20% off your next pillow sham. Sham, like these sham elections. Sham.
This, to me, sums Trump's weekend up pretty well. First, he posts, my wonderful daughter, Tiffany, will be getting married today at Mar-a-Lago. She and Michael are a beautiful couple who will be very happy together. A big thank you and congratulations to Tiffany's mother, Marla, on the bringing up of a really great daughter. The one time he doesn't take credit for something, it's Tiffany, okay? Then within an hour's time, he writes, idiot and possibly corrupt officials have lost control of the tainted election in Arizona. Machines broken in Republican areas. A new election must be called for immediately. Now back to the Macarena, I guess. I don't know. It was an emotional... It was an emotional weekend for Trump because he gave away a daughter and the Senate on the same night on Saturday night. Democrats officially won the Senate. Catherine Cortez Masto won re-election in Nevada. Her victory gives the Democrats 50 seats, and Vice President Kamala Harris has the tie-breaking vote, should it be needed, gives them the majority. It also gives her something to do, which is good. Many of the candidates Trump endorsed wound up losing. Everything Trump touches dies, which explains why Melania will live forever, okay? Trump, of course, is screaming that the election was rigged, especially in Phoenix, he wrote. So in Maricopa County, they're at it again. Voting machines in large numbers didn't work. Blah, 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 blah. They stole the electron from Blake Masters. oh, no. Blake Masters' electron has been stolen. We don't protect his proton. His neutron will be next. Stealing the electron from Blake Masters sounds like the plot of the next Avengers movie.
Hello, it's your favorite president.
New phone, who dis?
He's just kidding. Hi, Donald. Congratulations on Tiffany's wedding.
Who? Oh, yeah. It's okay, they're just doing the vows.
Okay, well, great. Well, we were just talking about you. There was that New York Post headline that called you Trumpty Dumpty and said you had a great fall.
Well, I agree. I had a great fall. I had a great summer as well. And, you know, many people are saying I'll have a great winter, but I'm having a great fall, okay? The leaves are turning red. It's a red wave in terms of tree and with regard to leaf.
You're blaming both Sean Hannity and Melania for advising you to endorse Dr. Oz?
It's true. And let me tell you, it's very hard being in a fight with your soulmate and also Melania. But, you know, now all anyone wants to talk about is Ron DeSanctimonious. I know. I'm surprised I know that word, too. But Ron had it so easy.
Right. You said DeSantis has the advantage of sunshine.
That's right. Everyone goes to Florida for the sunshine. But look. I made Ron DeSantis, okay? He was going to lose until I sent FBI agents to go and fix his election.
Wait, you just admitted to what?
But he's ungrateful, and now he's trying to steal my sunshine, just like Len. And, you know, Len, they were a one-hit wonder, okay? Kind of like OMC. And these election results are making us go, how bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre. We're all hearing that all the time, right? How bizarre.
Don't you need to, like, walk your daughter down the aisle?
Missed it. Anyway, what are you guys talking about? What are you guys talking about? You see Fablemans?
Mr. President, I don't know how to tell you this, but we've moved on. We can't have you on the show anymore.
What? What did I do? Was it the insurrection?
No.
The impeachments?
No.
Blackmailing Ukraine?
No.
Charlottesville?
No.
Didn't make wall?
No.
The murder?
What?
Kidding.
It's because you lost. Mr. President, we just don't see a future with you. But you know what? We can still be friends, okay? So bye-bye now.
Wait. I have a big announcement. No. November 15th. Hey, don't push me off. I have a big announcement, and it's not what you think. I'm running for president again.
So Democrats have defied the odds and defied history to produce one of the best midterm performances for the party in power in political history. And now that reality has set in. Republicans are furiously pointing fingers at each other, looking for someone to blame. And honestly, it is kind of fun to watch.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be.
Donald Trump, yeah, he kept saying, you know, we're going to be winning so much, we'll get tired of winning. I'm tired of losing. I mean, that's all he's done.
Donald Trump cost us the Senate twice in a row.
Our voters didn't show up. We didn't get enough voters. It's a complete disappointment.
We're not a cult. We're not like, okay, there's one person who leads our party.
If the voters conclude that you're putting your own ego or your own grudges ahead of what's good for the country, they're going to look elsewhere.
Trump is the past.
Let's not vote Mitch McConnell into leadership. He doesn't deserve to be majority leader or minority leader.
Josh Hawley tweeted last night, quote, the old party is dead. Time to bury it, build something new.
I'm a loser, baby.
McConnell spent close to $400 million on these Senate candidates. I don't know what goes on behind the scenes, but that is a lot of money. And we didn't pick up a single seat. So either some of these candidates are garbage, or the money's not being well spent?
Oh, I know. It's both. You spent your money poorly, and you spent it on garbage. Don't feel bad about it. We've all done it before. Lord knows I've taken an Ambien and gone on eBay, and 3 days later, I get a package with a baseball signed by Lou Gehrig's friend Kevin. Old sweet Kevin. Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks, who was once a huge Trump supporter and even spoke at the Capitol on January 6th, called Trump dishonest, disloyal, incompetent, and crude, which is true. But Trump didn't prove that last week. It's just last week there were consequences. It's so great to watch these assholes turn on each other. They're like a bunch of roommates who got a pet cougar, and now they're all like, has anyone seen Dave? Also, just a quick aside, my favorite part of that montage came next when Fox host Jesse Waters wondered what happened to all the money Donald Trump raised.
Trump sitting on a massive war chest in Mar-a-Lago, where'd that money go? We don't know.
No, I think we all know. It's in his giant coat. Hey, Mr. Trump, we can't find all the money you raised for GOP candidates. Well, best of luck in your search. I'm gonna go out for a walk. In that coat, it's like 95 degrees, but the weather can turn, so I'm gonna keep the coat on because I misplaced my umbrella 4 years ago. Now, obviously, these results have been especially devastating for Trump, whose handpicked election denier candidates lost all across the country. And Trump was banking on a huge sweep for his clown car of bozos and freaks so they could help him win back power. Mo Brooks said earlier this year that Trump had repeatedly and recently raised the idea of attempting to rescind the 2020 election results and reinstall him as president. It was a stunning allegation that would show Trump not only attempted to subvert the 2020 election while in office, but that he is extracting promises from allies to try again if they take power in 2023. Trump actually thought that was possible. How does he think that would work? Does he just think Congress can pass a bill that says Joe Biden has to leave and then Joe would just do that? Because if we learn anything about Biden from these midterm results is that he's much savvier than he appears.
Democrats take a victory lap after winning key races in Nevada and Arizona, giving them control of the Senate for the next 2 years.
Democrats celebrating a narrow victory after beating the odds and defying history to secure the majority in the Senate.
DJ Ballot! We the best!
All they do is win, win, win Senate control. The Pennsylvania state from a TV doctor troll. Said they couldn't do it, but they did. Kept more seats than Walker's got. Secret kids. Mark will stay there. Yeah. Masto stays there. Yeah. Will Bulldog be there? No, they went down, went down. Cause all they do is win, win, win. We know how the Senate went. What's McConnell gonna say? Here's his statement.
We said this last week. We'll say it again. Biden's Mr. Magoo bit, where he forgets where he is or what he's doing, might just be an act to cover for the fact that he's actually a political mastermind. If Trump actually tried to have Biden removed from the White House, Biden would probably do something like pretend to get stuck on stage or, you know, trip on the stairs 3 times in a row, and then he'd say something like, excuse me, Donald, could you help me up? I'm a frail old man. And then as soon as Trump gives his hand to Biden, Biden would grab him by the arm and just throw him over his shoulder. Put him in a headlock and say, I'm gonna fold you like an umbrella, bitch. Now, predictably, with the GOP turning on him, Trump is lashing out with a series of absolutely insane and typo-riddled social media posts. Trump has been attacking fellow Republicans like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, claiming the election was stolen, and even insisting that there should be a do-over.
Former President Trump is already laying into Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as it becomes possible the two men may face off in a 2024 GOP primary. Trump posting to his Truth Social platform claiming it was he who saved DeSantis' campaign in 2017 and accusing him of lacking loyalty and class.
Trump also weighed in on the midterm results on his Truth Social website. In one post, he claimed New Hampshire's Republican Senate nominee lost his race for not staying strong and true about the big lie.
He said that because Arizona is likely to still be counting at the end of the week, that must mean they want more time to cheat.
Trump took to Truth Social with a tirade, writing in part, quote, they stole the electron from Blake Masters. He wrote the word electron, as in a subatomic particle, adding, quote, do election over again, exclamation point.
How is it possible that he typed electron instead of election? I would say that maybe Trump got screwed by autocorrect on that one, but then is it really possible that Trump's autocorrect hasn't learned the word election? It's literally all he tweets about. Not tweets, whatever they call them on Truth Social. Bloops, bleeps, derps. May I suggest brain farts? I think that would be better than saying a post. Just imagine Wolf Blitzer saying, the former president with a new brain fart on Truth Social claiming the electron has been rigged. Whatever. I'm shocked Trump is capable of spelling the word electron, even by accident, since there's no way he knows what it is. We all love Electron, don't we, folks? He's the bad guy from the Avengers movies, right? The Rise of Electron, one of my favorite of all. Of all the ages was the age of Electron.
Republicans are being forced to look ahead to 2024. And the question of who will take on the animated corpse of Joe Biden for the presidency. So obviously all eyes on Donald Trump, you know, because he's the person who has promised a big announcement from Mar-a-Lago. Yeah, and no one knows what the big announcement could be. It could just be that he successfully walked down a ramp or... or that he finally memorized all the words to the McDonald's Big Mac song. But everyone is expecting that it's going to be his entry into the presidential race.
No.
Yeah. And there are a lot of reasons people think that Trump is going to run again, right? They think he wants to avoid an indictment. They think he thinks he's already won last time. It could be the fact that he has a Cinemax movie in the White House DVR that he wants to finish watching. Will Emmanuel get back from space? I don't know. But the biggest hint that he's running again is that he spent a lot of time recently making fun of other Republicans who might think of running. Right? You remember, he called Ron DeSantis, Ron DeSanctimonious. He mocked Mike Pence's polling numbers. And then last week, he found something to say about a new target, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin.
On Friday, the former president posted on his social media platform, Truth Social, that Youngkin's last name, quote, sounds Chinese.
The post read in part, Youngkin, now that's an interesting take, sounds Chinese, doesn't it? Couldn't have one without me.
You know, just when I think Trump has hit peak strange, he finds a way to take it to another level. He's like Super Saiyan of strange because... First of all, how are you so racist that you can make an anti-Asian remark about a white guy? I don't even understand that. And secondly, how are you so weird that you can surprise yourself in your own text? He's the one typing, then he's like, now that's an interesting thing. You wrote it! Are you guys seeing what just happened? You typed it! Like, who are you? How does your brain work? The explanation that makes sense in my head is that he typed the guy's name in and then it autocorrected to Youngkin, and now Trump is having a conversation with his autocorrect like, wow, I never thought of it that way, keyboard. You should be my running mate. So smart, so strong, so clever. But this moment here, it's just another one where you realize that the tide is turning against Trump ever since the midterms. Because this time, Republicans are pushing back against him. Yeah, they've come out, they're like, this is not cool, why are you saying this? They're fighting him. You realize if this happened before the midterms, Youngkin would have come out like, why, yes, in fact, I am a Chinese man. Ni hao, y'all, and ji xi ni, Mr. Trump.
Tell you that he'll love you, darling, forevermore.
Dirty little shoes, cheap perfume, creaking bed in the hotel room. No, you can't hide from the turning of the tide. Dress. Did they find some tender moment there in your caress? The boys all say you look so fine, but don't come back for a second time. You can't hide from the turning of a tide.
Trump is reportedly on the verge of announcing that he'll run for president again in 2024, but Republicans are already turning on him and turning on each other. Voters rejected Trumpism and the MAGA movement yet again, just as they did in 2018 and 2020, and now Democrats have defied history and will control the Senate for the rest of Biden's first term. Trump is probably at home right now trying to psych himself up, staring in the mirror, telling himself over and over again,
"You're not crazy."
Thanks for the songs from Husker Du, the Little River Band, Charlie Puth, Bob Dylan, The Beatles, Beck, and Richard Thompson. And thanks for the clips and excerpts from Seth Meyers, Ted Cruz, Rick Scott, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, Mikey Day, Heidi Gardner, Bowen Yang, James Austin Johnson, The Late Show, Willie Geist, Ali Velshi, and Trevor Noah.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.